Let's say you got arrested, but you were either found not guilty of the crime or the charges were dropped. Today, you would have to apply to get that record sealed. And because most local law enforcement agencies normally put mugshots on their websites as a public record, it makes that available for private websites to do the same.
We're in a different world where before, for a, you know, a minor crime, a 20-year-old with a six-pack of beer or these kind of things, it used to be it's filed away in a court somewhere. Now, on some of these mugshots sites, it affects your future in sometimes profound and unknown ways. I know many companies, they search these sites to see, and they see mugshots, and it can have a certain impact.
So Longwood Republican Representative Scott Plakin is filing a bill to address that.
There's a number of websites out there that will display a person's mugshot, even if the person was found not guilty or the charges were dropped. Many of these sites, such as mugshot.com, charge a fee to remove the photo. The bill prohibits an entity that posts such photos from soliciting a fee to remove them, and it requires the entity to remove a photo within 10 days after receiving written request.
If after a 10-day period the website does not comply with the request to remove the photo, a court can charge them $1,000 per day. And Plakin says his bill allows for lawsuits to be filed as well. His bill also deals with the sealing of the records by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
Under this provision, a person is no longer required to apply for a sealing if the charges were dropped or dismissed or a not guilty verdict was entered. Instead, FDLE will automatically seal such records when notified by the clerk of court of the case's disposition.
Severn Hills Republican Representative Danny Burgess calls it a good bill.
I didn't realize that this was necessarily an issue until several constituents independently brought this issue up when I was elected. And I've heard countless horror stories of how this can just uproot and overturn and just devastate your life in these circumstances, because these companies, they're everywhere. And once it's on the internet, it spreads like wildfire. You know, one of those constituents, the first one that brought it to me when I told him about your bill, his response to me was that he was reading it with tears just falling down his eyes.
And Tampa Republican Sean Harrison says while he appreciates the bill, he wishes it could go a bit further.
When these things are available on the official website of the Sheriff's Department and these companies swoop in, they grab them, then they publish them themselves. But if something is sealed after that, if we were to enact a policy that all of those public records, the, you know, mugshots and things like that, had to be removed from the official websites, then it would follow that then it would be a criminal act to continue to publish them on a private website.
So far, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office no longer puts mugshots on their website, though they are still available through request. Bill sponsor Plakin says it's his hope that other law enforcement agencies will follow suit. The bill is slated to take effect in July of next year, and it's retroactive as well, so all the people who have experienced this problem before that date would also benefit from the bill. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.